Lesson 24. The Widow's Mite. Purpose. To encourage each child to pay an honest tithe and other offerings. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. 3 Nephi chapter 24, verse 10. And Doctrine and Covenants, section 119, verse 4. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading. Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verse 23. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Bible or a New Testament for each child. B. 10 coins, or draw 10 circles on the chalkboard to represent coins. C. Paper and pencils for each child. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Show 10 coins to the class. Who would like to have these coins? If I gave you all these coins, would you be willing to give one back to me? Why? Would you be willing to give two or three back to me, or maybe even all of them? Explain that Heavenly Father has commanded us to pay tithing, which is giving back to Him one-tenth of whatever we earn. He has also asked us to give other donations, such as fast offerings and contributions to the missionary fund, to help further His work here on earth. Remind the children that everything on the earth was created by Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father also blessed us with our bodies and our minds so we can work and think. All that we earn or receive on the earth is a gift from Him. Heavenly Father wants us to show our gratitude, faith, and obedience by paying tithing and giving other offerings to the church. Scripture account. Teach the story of the widow's mite. Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Explain that Heavenly Father and Jesus have always commanded people to pay tithing and also ask them to make other donations to help supply the needs of the church. Page 79. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. What did the rich people cast into the church treasury? Mark chapter 12, verse 41. What did the widow put in the treasury? Mark chapter 12, verse 42. Explain that a mite was a very small amount of money. Why was Jesus more pleased with the widow's offering than that of the rich people? Mark chapter 12, verses 43 and 44. How much does Heavenly Father command us to pay in tithing? Doctrine and Covenants, section 119, verse 4. Explain that interest means whatever money we earn. Using the paper and pencils, show the children how to figure out tithing amounts. What does it mean to pay an honest tithe? How much has Heavenly Father asked us to pay in fast offerings? How much does He ask us to pay to the missionary fund? Help the children understand that, unlike the set amount of tithing we have been commanded to pay, we decide how much we contribute to fast offerings and the missionary fund based on what we have and what our needs are. Heavenly Father has asked only that we be generous, because the more we give, the more we are showing that we are committed to doing Heavenly Father's work. In what way can we help further Heavenly Father's work? Exodus chapter 25, verses 1 through 8. Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verses 26 and 27. Explain that members throughout the ages have been asked to contribute to building temples. Today, temples are being constructed all over the world, and we can receive great blessings by contributing if we are in a district where a new temple is being built. Why does the Lord ask us to pay tithing? What blessings do we receive when we pay a full tithing? Scripture. 3 Nephi chapter 24, verse 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Back to text. What does it mean to have the windows of heaven open to us? 3 Nephi chapter 24, verse 10. What kinds of blessings do we receive when we pay other offerings? Discuss the following statement from President Spencer W. Kimball, 12th President of the Church. The Lord has promised that He will open the windows of heaven when we are obedient to His law. He can give us better salaries. He can give us more judgment in the spending of our money. He can give us better health. He can give us greater understanding so that we can get better positions. He can help us so that we can do the things we want to do. The Teachings of Spencer W. Kimball, page 212. Emphasize that the greatest blessings we receive from paying tithing and other offerings are spiritual. Our faith grows stronger each time we choose to obey the law of tithing and be generous in our contributions to fast offerings and the missionary fund. How have you or someone you know been blessed by paying tithing or other offerings? Share with the children an example from your own experience and invite the children to share experiences when they have been blessed because of their offerings. Page 80. When should we pay our tithing? We can pay tithing any time during the year, but it is best to pay as soon as we receive any income. To whom do we give our tithing and other offerings? To the bishop or his counselors? The bishop sends tithing money to church headquarters, where church leaders determine how best to spend it to carry out the Lord's work. Fast offerings and missionary funds are used locally, with any excess funds being sent to church headquarters. How is our tithing money used? See Enrichment Activity Number 2. How are fast offerings used? Fast offerings support the welfare program of the church. What is tithing settlement? A meeting we have once each year with the bishop. We review the records of the tithing and other contributions we have paid and tell him if we are a full tithe payer. We can declare that we are full tithe payers if we have paid 1/10 of all our income to the Lord. Why do you think it's important that we pay tithing willingly? Scripture, Moroni chapter 7, verses 6 through 8. 6. For behold, God hath said, a man being evil cannot do that which is good. For if he offereth a gift, or prayeth unto God, except he shall do it with real intent, it profiteth him nothing. 7. For behold, it is not counted unto him for righteousness. 8. For behold, if a man being evil giveth a gift, he doeth it grudgingly, wherefore it is counted unto him the same as if he had retained the gift, wherefore he is counted evil before God. Back to text. If our incomes are small, are we still expected to pay tithing? Why? Discuss the following statement by President Spencer W. Kimball. There are people who say they cannot afford to pay tithing because their incomes are small. No one is ever too poor to pay tithing. The Teachings of Spencer W. Kimball, page 212. Why is it important to pay other offerings? How can we use the widow's contribution as an example of making donations to the church? Help the children understand that in the future we may be asked to give everything we have to the church, but right now we are asked to give only what we are able to donate and still meet our own needs. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Using imitation money, you can make your own, have the children pretend to be a family and make a budget for the amount of money you give them. Have them budget for food, rent, utilities, clothing, and recreation. Then tell them to add tithing and other offerings to their budget by placing them first on the list. Explain to the children that we should always pay our tithing first because that is the Lord's tenth. 2. Go around the room and ask each child to name a specific way his or her tithing money is used. Give suggestions from the following list if necessary. Building meeting houses, temples, seminaries, and institutes of religion. Mission training centers and family history centers. Paying for ward and stake activities and teaching manuals and supplies. Paying for meeting house maintenance and utilities. Paying travel expenses and supplies for missionaries. Paying travel and other expenses for general authorities. providing computers for use in temple and family history work. Page 81. Helping to publish church magazines. Paying for church satellite broadcasts. Paying for translation and publication of the scriptures. 3. Give the children each a piece of paper and a pencil and have them walk to the window or other place where they can look outside. Ask them to quietly write down as many things as they can see in a few minutes. After the children return to their seats, ask them to name the things they saw. Explain that Heavenly Father has given us everything we have, and paying tithing and offerings is one way we can show our love and gratitude to Him. 4. Tell the following story by President Ezra Taft Benson and discuss the faith that is needed to pay tithing and the blessings that come from being obedient to the law. On one occasion when I was a teenager, I overheard father and mother talking about their finances in preparation for tithing settlement the following day. Father owed $25 at the bank, which was due during the week. In figuring their tithing, he owed $25 more. He also had a hay derrick, something used to lift hay onto a haystack, which he had built. He was trying to sell it, but had met with no success. What were they to do? Pay the bank, pay their tithing later, or pay their tithing and hope that they could pay the bank in just a few days? After discussing the matter, and I am sure praying together before they retired, Father decided next day to go to tithing settlement and pay the $25, which would make him a full tithe payer. As he rode home by horseback, one of his neighbors stopped him and said, "George, I understand you have a derrick for sale. How much are you asking for it?" Father said, $25. The neighbor said, "I haven't seen it, but knowing the way you build, I'm sure it's worth $25. Just a minute, and I will go to the house and make out a check for it. I need it." This is a lesson I have not forgotten. The Teachings of Ezra Taft Benson, pages 471 and 72. 5. Tell the following story. When I was about 5 or 6 years old, I sat at the dinner table with my large family and listened as the others discussed tithing. They told me that tithing is 1/10 of all we earn and that it is paid to the Lord by those who love Him. After dinner, I got out the small amount of money I had saved and figured what I owed the Lord as tithing. I then went to the only room in the house with a lock on the door, the bathroom, and there knelt by the tub. Holding the 3 or 4 coins in my upturned hands, I asked the Lord to accept them, certain that He would do so. I pleaded with the Lord for some time, but the money remained in my hands. No little boy could have felt more rejected than I did. The Lord had accepted tithing from my parents and from all of my older brothers. Why not from me? As I rose from my knees, I felt so unworthy that I could not tell anyone what had happened. Only the Lord knew. Page 82. A few days later at primary, the teacher said she felt impressed to talk about something that was not in the lesson. I sat amazed as she then taught us how to pay tithing. But what I learned was far more important than how to pay tithing. I learned that the Lord had heard and answered my prayer, that He loved me, and that I was important to Him. Ariel Ricks, Coins for the Lord, Ensign, December 1990, page 47. 6. Sing or read the words to "Because I Have Been Given Much," Hymns, number 219. Insert, "Because I Have Been Given Much." 1. Because I have been given much, I too must give. Because of Thy great bounty, Lord, each day I live, I shall divide my gifts from Thee with every brother that I see who has the need of help from me. 2. Because I have been sheltered, fed by Thy good care, I cannot see another's lack, and I not share my glowing fire, my loaf of bread, my roof's safe shelter overhead, that he too may be comforted. 3. Because I have been blessed by Thy great love, dear Lord, I'll share Thy love again according to Thy word. I'll give love to those in need. I'll show that love by word and deed. Thus shall my thanks be thanks indeed. Back to text. Conclusion. Testimony and challenge. Bear testimony about the importance of paying tithing. Share your feelings about the privilege we have of paying our tithing as a way to express our gratitude to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Share, or invite another member to share, any experiences you have had when your faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus increased when you paid tithing. Give the children each a donation receipt and envelope, and challenge them to pay an honest tithe whenever they receive any money. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44 at home as a review of this lesson.
Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading.
Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 24, The Widow's Mite.